My first one was on 13 seconds exactly.
There we go. So.
Hey. Ooh, my Pokemon card shit.
God damn it. Mason!
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. You can cut this out.
You realize I'm leaving that one in. I'm completely leaving all of this in.
Please don't.
I am. Well, before I was so rudely interrupted, I was going to say, welcome to episode 183 of the Cracked Brain Podcast. I am your host, Stefan. Following me today, we've got dickheads galore. Let's see.
Look, in my defense, it's Sabrina's Gengar that shipped. Thank you very much. The 96.
What? The Gengar made you actually go and be a dick and cut me off?
Yes.
Fair.
Yes, it did.
Freaking fair. Who are you?
I am Caden. No, I'm Mason. Hi.
And I'm Mason.
I'm Caden. I sound manly and I'm handsome, and everyone's a little more sad when I leave.
Damn.
I don't know how to take that. I honestly don't. Like,
my, look at my manly voice and my manliness. I'm confused.
Look, I'm actually a bass, so that you should just know that. I'm not as a bass of Stefan. If me and Stefan were to be in like a singing battle, he would definitely out bass me. But
I'm closer to baritone.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
So natural voice is baritone.
Give us a low note. Give us a little low note.
Let's see. God, I got to think of a song so that way I can give it.
I mean, you don't necessarily need to. It's just like do like a do re.
Well, yeah. Do re mi fa sol la ti do. Ah, I need to practice. But yes.
I legitimately don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So it's singing stuff. But yes, we're finally back to recording. Look. Two episodes in a row. We didn't just do one and then Yay. Not do another one for months.
Yay!
It's been so bad.
Oh, is that an accomplishment?
Yeah, well, like, after the last episode, I literally started getting messages from a few people going like, thank God, you guys have just waited so long. It feels good to get an episode. And I'm like, I'm sorry!
Thank you for caring, audience.
Look, this audience roasts me more than you guys do.
I mean, someone has to. That's put you in your place.
Oh, it's a thing. And to call someone out, bud, I'm talking about you. I'm talking directly about you.
Who? Caden?
I don't know. Mason just said stuff, and now I couldn't hear him.
No. Yeah, so you were talking about Bud, and he thought you were talking to me, but no, we have an audience member.
We have an audience member named Bud.
I gotcha.
So, who's done really great 3D modeling work for me. So, actually, he designed and actually printed the Taskmaster Sword and Shield that I was working on a long time ago, and I swear to God, at some point in the future, I will finish. Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
It's not even...
Stefan, why do you lie?
It's not even big maybe. It's just like life got in the way. And like, what's bad is that during that time, I think I had started getting swamped with the first Tucker. And there was that. And then I finished that Tucker and was like, oh, I'm going to start on this again. It's going to be great. And then the second rendition of Tucker and Locust started bogging that one down. So I'm like, sorry, bud. Gotta do this again. So, as soon as I finish with all RVB characters, yeah, sure, then I'll get back on Taskmaster.
Sorry, Taskmaster, you're never getting made.
Shut it. But, look, alright, I get enough of this from Brandon. I'll need this from you, Mason.
Yay.
What about you, Mason? Do you got any cosplays in the closet you haven't finished?
I've only thought about doing one, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say it or if I already have. I really thought about doing Doc from Red vs. Blue.
Yes?
And I keep thinking about doing it, and then I keep not doing it because I don't understand how to do it. And then someone's like, just do it. And then I'm like, well, okay, I guess I'm never going to do it then.
Look, listen, don't let Shia LaBeouf, like, mess you around and push you around, okay?
Garrick would be O'Malley, and I would be Doc.
Yeah, Mason, it's not like you don't know a bunch of cosplayers that could definitely help you out with getting, you know, this particular cosplay done when they've already also done RVB characters. You don't have any friends like that.
Brandon's 3D printer's always busy for some reason. I don't know how it's possible.
Because he's using it. That's how.
And, well, I was about to go and be like, I got one too, and then I'm like, nah, mine's not working. So. It's.
Yeah, I don't think it ever did.
All right. I got something to complain about. Okay. Now, this 3D printer that I've had, when I first got it as a tax return present, it was fantastic. I was printing left and right everything. Absolutely loved it. Okay. Then it started giving me problems. First problem I ever had was one of the nozzles got clogged. All right, so dealt with that, got myself a new nozzle. They were only like 10, 12 bucks, and we were good to go. After getting that, then all of a sudden, the extruder decides to go and start making weird noises, and then it just wouldn't print. It just, like, I would start it, and then all of a sudden, it just would decide, like, partway through a print, like, F this, I'm not going to do it anymore. We're just not going to pull filament. Okay? And to let people know, like, a 3D printer doesn't work super fast, alright? There are some prints that you will have going for close to, like, 18 to 20 hours. So when it's getting, like, 8 hours in and then goes like, no, I'm just not going to do my job anymore, you tend to get pretty pissed. Alright?
I don't like you anymore, so I'm just going to stop.
I swear, like, there were times where I just thought, like, it didn't like this specific file because it would start printing other things just fine. And it was when I was working on Locus. I was working on the helmet, and then just, like, the stupid mouthpiece, it just, every single time, just would not print it out right. So, like, that was getting me pissed off. So then I was like, okay, well, this, it's like, I've got to figure this out. This one is not as easy as just replace a new nozzle. So I went through their customer service line. Found out Monoprice doesn't have a they don't have a send in technical support type area. It's literally just like, well, that didn't work. Sucks to be you, guy. You know, like you'll feed them every last little problem, and their fix it is just like, well, you can watch this video. If that video doesn't work, you have a broken piece. All right, and there's nothing we can do about it other than possibly send you another piece. So, as of today,
dang,
I've now been through three different extruders. I have three different nozzles, but I've been through five. I am tired of dealing with this 3D printer that still doesn't work! It's been 4 months.
Whew.
Do you need a hug?
I need all the hugs in the world, and then I need a shotgun to shoot my 3D printer. I swear to God, and everyone has decided to try to go, like, when I do talk about it, people sit there like, oh, try this, try that. Nothing works!
Stefan, can me, you, and Caden take your 3D printer out to a field and, like, break it, kick it? One of us will bring a bat. We'll play some music in the background.
I mean, if we're as long as we recreate the scene from Office Space, I'm good with this.
That sounds good.
So,
we can all dress like the Avengers for some reason.
What?
I don't know. Hey, Caden, do you have any cosplay?
I mean, I have one that I've been wanting to start for a while. So the main one that me and Jenna do are Eric and Ariel, and we're cute as hell.
Indeed, can confirm.
But we both really like, Greek mythology, and I mean, we still love Disney. So you can see where this is going.
Gonna get a little bit Hercules.
Yeah. Herc. We want to do a Herc and Meg. Herc and Meg cosplay. Because, I mean, just imagining my wife in a flowy purple dress.
Look, I'm not going to imagine this the same way that you do. Because, well, that's for you to do. All right. But, yeah, I still say that you should.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, and me in, like, leather tunic.
Leather? Is it leather?
I mean, it would have been leather. It, like, age appropriate.
I say do it.
I've never thought about that before.
I know.
So, would that make Brandon Hades and then both of the demons Carlys?
What?
Because they both don't like Hades.
I'm not answering that.
Because they both keep messing stuff up.
I am not answering that.
I think it'd be the other way around. I think Carly would be Hades, and then Brandon would be Pain and Panic.
Both of them. Is that their names? That's amazing.
Yeah, Pain and Panic.
No,
dude, that is my favorite Disney
movie. Reporting for duty, sir!
Thirsty? I would be okay with being Pain or Panic. I'd be down for that.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the live-action casting for that?
I have not.
Oh, God, let me pull it up again. I think it was, like, Chris Pratt as Hercules, but let me pull it up on my phone, because I don't remember exactly. It was actually really good.
Okay.
And, listen.
I'll at least say this. Rather than thinking of who would do it now, Dreamcast, who would you play? Okay, let's go character by character. First, let's start with Hercules. Mason, if you had to choose someone to be Hercules, who would it be?
Like, out of CB or in general?
No, any actor, all right, and it's regardless of whatever they look like now, just think of their, like, the best way that you've ever seen them.
Sean Connery.
As Hercules? Yes. Okay. Okay, I'm assuming that we're talking about, like, James Bond era Hercules. Sean Connery. Okay. All right. That's the choice.
Look, I know, like, 12 actors. Okay?
We're gonna use them all.
One of them, Sigourney Weaver.
Well, now we know is Meg, which I'm not mad at that. Anyway. Caden, Hercules.
Hercules? So, what's his name? I have a couple. First one I know is going to be kind of a touchy subject, but I think he would kill it, is Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
I would like to see that. I would like to see that. And obviously, some people are going to hate because not the current character. Get over yourself. It's a movie. And then second one, I would actually like to see... I actually kind of think it would be cool to see Taron Egerton as Hercules.
I can see that.
Yeah, I don't know either of those people.
Did you watch Rocket Man or The Kingsman?
No.
I don't know what else to tell you he's in.
I might have seen Kingsman, actually. Was that the one with the umbrella?
Yeah, he was Eggsy.
Well, who was he in Kingsman?
The kid. Eggsy. He was the...
Is Hercules?
I think that's his name. Yeah.
You know, I can actually see that too, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
So, can the guy who played the Green Goblin be Hades?
William Dafoe?
Sure.
I assume he's talking about William Dafoe, right?
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Was he the same guy who did Death Note?
Yes. Yes, William Dafoe.
Not William. Willem.
It's Willem. Is it Willem? Oh, I mean, I've been saying that wrong my entire life.
Most people do.
So...
And then, Chris
for
Pratt.
Hades, I'd actually like, I mean, he's already plays a god, but whatever. Tom Hiddleston. I'd like to see him as Hades. I think he'd kill it as that.
Was that the one from Wonder Woman?
No, Loki. Tom Hiddleston.
Oh. That's a different person.
I guess I can kind of see it. Yeah, I can...
Who's your cast?
So if we're gonna go with Hercules, I'm going Brendan Fraser. I'm talking mummy era Brendan Fraser.
Okay.
It's like yeah. It's like looks great. You know, has a body and can do comedy so freaking well. You know. So I would absolutely love that. And then if we were already going to go and jump on Hades, I'm going to follow it up with a different Tom Ellis from Lucifer.
Oh
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That is that's a hunk of meat.
It's listen. Look. All right. He makes me feel things. He makes me feel things. All right. But, like, you know he's...
Does he make you feel a little cynical?
Stop.
Who's the guy who did Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds?
Can we do Ryan Reynolds and Chris Pratt as Pain and Panic?
Oh, my God!
See, I was thinking more like Key and Peele as Pain and Panic, but that's also... Ryan Reynolds and Chris Pratt would also be decent.
That's a... Ooh. Crap.
Cause, yeah, because you need people who would, like, work well and already have a dynamic together.
Caden, I don't know the people you said, so I'm going to assume you're right.
See, and you know... You know who I would want? And I don't know how well they would work together. But I want Jordan Peele, and I want Kenan Thompson.
Again, don't know why any of those people you're talking about.
Kenan Thompson, have you ever seen Kenan and Kel?
No.
You know what? There's not a person. There's no way I can get you to know who this is. There's not a chance.
I mean, he's might have seen a
what Good Burger,
Saturday Night Live. I mean, he's definitely hasn't seen Good Burger. But that, I wasn't even going to mention that. Good he's probably Burger. Seen SNL.
Mighty Ducks 2.
Nope.
Yeah. Maybe. Nope. Mason.
Don't know what that is.
Dang. Okay. Never mind. There's not a chance. Not a chance.
Yeah, no. It's no. We should just stop.
I've seen some Saturday Night Live, but I mean, not really.
There's no way I can make you. I can make you understand this. So, all right. So we've got that. Who's Meg? Because I'm telling you right now, Mason, you threw out a
Sigourney Weaver.
What?
Sigourney Weaver.
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it so much.
I mean, yeah, that's good. That is good. Who's yours?
I don't know. I don't know. You might have to come back around for me, because now I'm stuck with Sigourney Weaver, and I love it.
Oh, God. I don't know the name of her, so I'm looking up her name right now. Oh, God. Where is it? Oh, God, I'm going to butcher that. Stephanie Beatriz? Rosa Diaz from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I think she would be pretty good as Meg.
Yeah, I...
guess. I mean, I can see it. Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
What about Jamie? What about Jamie Lee Curtis?
Nah, I'd say
not that one.
Yeah, I'd tell you right now, stick closer to Sigourney Weaver, because I'm telling you right now, Sigourney Weaver does it for me. Like 80s Sigourney Weaver, right. just oh.
Yeah, no, that'd be a good one. I agree.
Like, you know she's fun. Like, right. You know she can be funny, and she's yes. I want it. I'd say, yeah, it's like, I'd say with this kind of cast, we're good.
With Sean Connery as the go-man.
You gotta stop. Well, okay.
No, there's only one man.
I'm sorry, Danny DeVito knocked that out of the park, so I'm gonna...
It's going to stay Danny DeVito for the rest of the days.
I'm okay with that. I just thought it could be Danny DeVito.
No.
Again. I thought we had to pick different
people. No, it's...
Oh, no. There is... Oh. That's not a thing.
All right, well, I'm okay with him being Phil.
Then. Yep. So, I'm...
That's the
I'm
one.
Cool with that. I am absolutely cool with that. So... I think if we were to go and get this movie made, we'd be fantastic. This movie could be made.
Yeah.
I'm just going to agree.
I mean,
someone work on it.
I'm not good at movies.
All right, so last one, just because I want to know everyone else's opinion on it, but Zeus. Who do you want to play Zeus?
Sean Connery.
You're on a Sean Connery kick, huh?
Look, I told you, I know 12 people. I'm already out of actors. Hold on, I'll actually think about this. Okay, Zeus.
So mine would 100% be Jeff Bridges.
Who is he again?
You ever seen Tron?
Yeah.
Or The Big Lebowski?
Not the second one. I've seen Tron.
So he's, I assume you've seen the newest one, Tron Legacy. He's the dad.
Okay.
He's Kevin Flynn.
I think he could be a good Zeus.
I 100% think he could be a good Zeus.
Dang. Good Zeus. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm just going to go with that guy, because Sean Connery is the only old guy I know.
Just who's just doing that. Just all in on Sean Connery for Mason.
Look, I want every character to be Sean Connery. A Sean Connery Hercules, a Sean Connery Meg, just every character. There's no one else in the
Sean
movie
Connery.
Besides Sean Connery. I take that back. And Sigourney Weaver is Meg.
Look, I just saw this thing, because I'm also looking it up on my phone what other people think. But someone posted Idris Elba as Zeus, and I'm not entirely mad at that.
That could be an interesting one. And again, especially, like, not saying that it has to be this way for race sake, but if we were to go with your choice as far as Michael B. Jordan for Hercules, that is the Zeus I would want to see.
Yeah,
that'd be dope. Now,
sorry, guys.
I was gonna say this. I've got two different answers for Zeus. I've got one based strictly off of stupid humor comedy, and it's not even the comedy that this person's been in, but just how they would look with it. And then I have one of like, no, I would actually want them to do this one. Alright. So I'll put it this way. The one that's serious, I'll let you guys know, and the one that's a complete joke, I'm gonna have you guys guess. Alright. The one that's serious, I would love it if
Oh my god, I can't believe I just forgot his name. I literally just had it, and I just forgot it. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, the one that's a joke, is it David Spade?
It is not David Spade. I would never choose David Spade. I'm insulted that you even... Oh, God.
Look, we're talking about David Spade as Zeus.
You make me so mad. So mad.
It's a good thing I'm in a part of the state.
Let's see.
What'd you say, Caden?
I was going to say, is anyone in the Happy Madison family?
No.
Happy Gilmore? No, Happy Madison.
Okay, so I just figured it out. Okay, so my serious one, Anthony Hopkins.
I
see what you did there. From Thor.
Okay, I would be okay with that.
He can be really funny, but then also amazingly serious and dramatic, and I would absolutely love it. So.
And the joke one would be Adam Sandler.
No, not at all. Okay. Joke one, I will give hints. Mason, this is going to be totally lost on you. But.
Yep.
For Caden, he played a supporting role in the original Point Break.
A supporting role.
Yes.
So it's not Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, what is... Was that Jeff
not
Bridges?
Jeff Bridges.
No, because that's what I just...
I know...
Oh, no! Oh, I'm trying to remember back to that movie. It's been so long. Give me another hint.
Let's see, he's got wildly, like, horse-like buck teeth. Like, I'm talking huge teeth.
Ichabod Crane?
Are you saying, yes! Gabe Busey? Oh my god, Stefan!
Could you imagine?
Oh my god, Stefan.
I'm telling you right, Brendan Fraser. Alright, then you've got Tom Ellis. And then you've got Gary Busey. Come on. Come on.
That is a mixed cast for sure.
I want this to...
When I watch all these movies... When I watch all these movies in, like, 20 years, I'm sure that will be funny.
It's... Oh, God. It just makes me so happy. I want this movie to be made so bad.
I mean, there is... So, I'm pretty sure they did say that there's a live action coming. I just don't know.
I mean...
Hey, weird question. If you're going to do gender roles flipped, who would you want girl Hercules to be?
Gina Carano.
Don't know who that is.
Oh. Boom. What is her name?
Boom, boom, pow. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, pow.
Oh, no. What is...
One of these days I'll listen to that song.
Yeah, I can't help you, Caden, unless you give some hints.
Tessa Thompson.
Huh.
Valkyrie from Ragnarok. Tessa Thompson.
Huh.
Didn't watch Ragnarok.
I'm with that. I am absolutely with that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't watch Ragnarok.
That's okay. You don't need to.
No, yes he should. Or maybe yes, he like should. Ragnarok was amazing.
I mean, yes, but I can't expect him to do everything. but maybe like also if you could like improve the acting skill of Tomb Raider era Angelina Jolie. That one, that's all. That'd also be cool.
That's all you. I've never been the strongest Angelina Jolie fan.
That one's just for looks. That's why I mentioned like the acting skills needs to get bumped up a little bit.
Is that the same girl from Twilight?
What?
That's nope, not even close.
Wow.
Okay.
What?
Look. Why do you guys expect me to know things?
It's not that we expect you to know things, Mason. It's just when you do say things, we go and we stand back and go like, wow, okay. Just not even close. It's literally swing and a miss.
What was that girl's name?
Is that the girl from Twilight?
I'm sorry, audience. I'm sorry for the strong cringe.
Oh, my cheeks hurt. Now, not in a good way.
What I will at least say for this, okay, so the girl from Twilight
Kristen Stewart.
I have not liked basically anything that she's been in. However, I did not watch the newest Charlie's Angels. That I know she had a role, and a lot of people said that she was fantastic in that. So I am putting that on my list of movies to see that.
Yeah, me and Jenna have been meaning to watch that because it's also one of those like feminist type movies, and we're definitely mindset.
So I
saw the old one.
What?
I saw the old Charlie's Angels. With a blonde hair McGirl, red hair girl, and I don't remember.
Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, and Stefan.
Oh God,
really?
Kristen
something,
Stewart,
isn't it? Something Lucy Liu.
Nope. There you go. Is it Lucy? I thought it was
no, Whitney. Lucy Liu.
Is it Lucy Liu?
I'm telling you.
Oh, he's yeah, right. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Why did I think
no
Windy?
Idea. Because I had Lou. The biggest crush on Lucy Liu. Could give a crap about everyone else in that movie. Lucy Liu did it for me.
Was that Bill Murphy in that movie?
You did not just say Bill Murphy.
Oh, my God. No. Mason, no.
What?
Bill Murphy.
Murray. Bill Murray.
It's Bill Murray. Oh, like Bill Murray. City in Utah that you live in. Bill Murray.
I don't live in that city.
Still.
Wait, so
you live Murphy? In Utah, though.
Who's Murphy?
He's. You need to stop. You need to stop.
I don't fucking you need to know.
Stop. I just. Oh, God.
So,
oh.
Wait. Was it Bill Murray in that movie?
Yes. He was in that movie.
Okay. I was going to say, it's going to be a lot more embarrassing if it wasn't even him.
Just. What?
Look. He's like, he's one of the characters. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I just.
He was the same one in a. He was the same one in Osmosis Jones, right?
Yes.
Bill Murray? Yes.
I always said
yes.
Murphy.
He was.
I'm a kick you, Mason. I'm a kick you. you didn't bring up.
Okay.
You didn't bring up Ghostbusters. You didn't bring up. You didn't think of like Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog Day.
Haven't seen that one.
God damn it. He was even in Space Jam, for crying out loud.
Didn't see that.
You haven't seen Space Jam?
No.
Oh, man.
This.
I'm going to take my head. This is Space Jam.
Oh, I'm not dealing with this. I'm not.
He was in.
You know what? We're changing. We got to get out of acting. We're done with acting. Because this is just going to make me sad.
Yes. I don't have a lot of strong spots, but acting is definitely the weak spot.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Okay, wait. We'll stay in acting for a second. Okay. And that is...
expecting.
You guys, I literally posted this maybe like right before we started playing Halo today, which we'll get into it a little bit later. Okay.
Yep.
But
that's a lot of heroin, huh?
Dude. Okay. So for anyone that literally has no idea what we're talking about. All right. I got casted in this series. It hasn't come out yet, but they're just doing trailers for it right now. Okay. And I play a bunch of different roles. One of the roles that I play, and this series is called Boys Town. You can check it out over on YouTube. All right, which I would definitely say go, if you can't find the video, go and find it over on YouTube. Yeah, go and follow them because it's good. Anyway, I play a news anchor. And today they dropped that video, posted that video. I'm telling you right now, I didn't remember half of my lines for watching back. I'm like, I actually said that. Okay, all right. That's pretty good. All right. I've already now, like, since we've been sitting over here, I've gotten messages off the hook about the 6-pound bag of heroin. What am I?
Yeah, when are you going to share, bud?
Boys Town with 2 Z's.
Yes, 2 Z's. All right. What'd you say, Caden?
Caden?
Nothing.
I'll take that as you said something, but we're not going to repeat it.
Yeah, I mean, the audience can tell us in the comments section. I don't know where they're listening to this, too.
Oh, it's... Look, okay, now that I've been doing more acting and stuff like that, like, acting in itself is not difficult, but sometimes what they make you do is difficult. I'll just put it that way. All right. I had to do that entire...
Like wearing a porn stash? Like wearing a porn stash?
Like wearing a porn stash in a really bad doggone Jerry Curl wig under bright, bright lights, trying to give those lines with a smile on your face. It's not easy, all right? For everyone that ever says acting is like, it's a piece of cake, anyone can act. I'm telling you right now, try it. It's... Oh. Gah.
Jerry Curl wig?
Oh,
Mason. Don't even try, Stefan. Don't even try.
Who are you, my parents?
Apparently.
Kind of, apparently. Yeah.
I hate you both. I hate you both.
All right, before we jump into Halo, I did want to mention a dad joke I made earlier this week.
Yeah, go ahead, so I can hate
you. So, we were driving in the van, and I stopped at this stop sign, and I pointed out the window. I was like, oh my god, look, a fire! And everyone was like, oh god, where? And they looked out the window, and then I like pointed down a little bit, and I was like, hydrant. Because there was a fire hydrant right there. And they were like, oh, Caden, you joke.
You need to be ashamed of yourself. Absolutely ashamed of yourself.
You should have heard, like, the uggs and the eye rolls that I got. It was great.
It
was legendary. Speaking of legendary, I just beat Halo 3 on Legendary.
Okay.
Dad joke.
I decided to play it again.
Right. I've been watching you play, like, even last night, or not last night, yesterday, we were seeing you actually go and play. You're a demon. You're a madman.
What do you mean?
All right. All we see is that you're sitting there, you're playing Halo 3, and you're just going off on Legendary, while Tiff and I, we were finishing Halo 4 on normal, and it took a while.
Yeah, some of that... Well, I had to stop a lot because family and kids, but I finally beat it, I think, yesterday. Like, the parts that really got me were the flood missions.
Yeah.
Like, Cortana, that one got me. That one was hard. That one took me a couple hours, at least, to finally get through. But a lot of it was just... finding the exact routes you go to and learning the kind of the system that the AI is running on and then going off that.
Yeah, like, I've never been so good at Halo where I could do legendary. Like I can do heroic decently well. And that I almost am hesitant to say decently. But yeah, like I'm okay at heroic. What I will say is that I'm good at heroic when I play with Tiff or when I play with Caden. I am not good at heroic when I play with all of the Crackbrain team. Because, you all...
What is that supposed to mean?
I swear to God, if I'm not being run over by Caden, if I'm not being shot in the back of the head by Brandon, or if I'm not trying Brandon. To figure out what the heck Mason is doing and then getting shot in the process, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
Oh, God. Oh, well, I mean, you can go watch that for yourself on our YouTube channel. I don't know if they're up yet.
Probably not up yet.
You can definitely go check them out.
Oh,
they're good, though. Once they're out, they'll be good.
I swear to God.
I got lost.
I easily have the most deaths out of all of us. All right, and half the time, it's because I'm trying to save one of y'all. All right, I'll sit there and be like, I'm going after this guy. Deet.
It was funny, too, because, like, I was so lost that a lot of people were dying when I hadn't taken any hit points yet just because I wasn't anywhere near the fighting.
Oh, God.
I was like, okay.
You didn't take what?
I didn't take any damage just because...
He saved himself.
I wasn't anywhere
That's
near
not the what you said. That's not what you said.
Oh, I said hit yep. points. I didn't mm-hmm. take any hit points.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take any health points.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. what's the units after the shield called?
Health?
Just health. Just health.
Just health points?
No points. No points, just health.
Health bricks?
Just health. Just health.
Look.
Do you have health points on you right now, Mason? How many health points bricks. Do you have?
I like about 20.
How many health bricks do you have?
About to have about less.
Well, you beat down on this.
My shield taking recharge.
All right,
we're gonna space jam you so hard
with space peanut butter.
Oh, why'd you make
just,
it weird?
Just so weird.
Don't.
Okay.
Don't do okay, that. I was the one who made it weird. That's fine.
And for everyone that might possibly go and watch the series, we're playing Halo Reach. All right, which I didn't remember Champlain? Liking as much as I do. I didn't like. I.
Yeah, it got a lot of flack.
Like Halo Reach and Halo 2. Now that I've replayed Halo 2, I actually really liked it, and it also got like massively dunked on for no real reason. All right.
Dunked on. I haven't played Halo 2.
You should.
It's fun.
Me and my brother are playing through all of them again. And so, let me think. I've played 1, 3, 4, Reach, ODST, Wars 1. That's probably it. Oh, I don't know.
Wait, we can talk about some Wars 2. I don't know if Stefan's played yep. Wars 2, but that's a very relevant game right now in the Halo world.
It's,
why is that?
You don't like it?
Okay, so I liked Halo Wars 1. I liked the first one because I like those kind of strategy-type games. The only problem I had with it is that it held your hand, like, the entire time. Halo Wars 2, I played for about 2 hours and then stopped because I was just like, nope, I'm not dealing with this. I'm not doing this. I cannot. It might get better, but I wasn't there for it to get better. Like I just couldn't do it anymore.
Like it was more handholding?
It wasn't that it was handholding. I just didn't enjoy playing the game. Like nothing about it in that first couple hours, I just didn't enjoy.
Yeah, it's definitely a I think, so with Halo 1, or Halo Wars 1, they kind of went more story-based mm-hmm. on it. And then Halo Wars 2, it has a story, but I think they really went for multiplayer on that one. Because there's actually a pretty large multiplayer fan base for it. But, I mean, if you can bite the bullet and play through it, I would. Because that's probably going to give you some backstory on Halo Infinite.
Really?
Yeah, I was told that there's a story from 2 that goes to Infinite.
Yeah, Halo Wars 2, big bad guys are the Banished, which is basically this brute named Atriox that before the elites, before the brutes turned on the elites, he kind of did his own thing and then started getting more and more followers until now he has an army bigger than the size of the original Covenant that the humans were fighting. And they, that's the story of Halo Wars 2. You're on the Spirit of Fire, so you're this UNSC ship that's just badass. I fucking love that ship. And you have Red Team, but they get into the fight with the Banished. And then we don't really, the end scene is like Atriox, like hitting a table and breaking it and then walking over a cliff and you just see like millions of troops of like Covenant troops. And then that's where Halo's, Wars 2 ends. And then Infinite's supposed to pick up with the Banish kind of kicking humanity's ass.
Okay. Like that actually makes a lot of sense, because I did remember the name Atriox. I just couldn't remember where I knew it from. So this week, and just in case if you didn't really know, there was the gameplay trailer for Halo Infinite that came out, which that game looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it looks so good.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
people
were
complaining
about
the graphics, but that's dumb. It looks like a pretty game.
It looks like a pretty game. I'm really happy with the way everything sounds. Oh, like I don't know what they paid for their sound engineers, but it sounds so much better, so much better. Even like the the Warthog, once they get inside, it doesn't sound like a 2-stroke. Motorcycle anymore, like a little dirt bike. It actually sounds like, you know, like a heavy vehicle.
Yep.
I was wondering why you guys wanted to talk about Infinite. I haven't seen the trailer or anything for it.
Oh, treat yourself.
Oh.
Treat yourself.
I mean, the new mechanics alone, like that grappling hook, like a lot of people are upset because it's like, oh, this isn't Halo. Like, Chief didn't have a grappling hook before, but he does now, and I know that I'm gonna be swinging like fucking Spider-Man and then raining hellfire from above with a DMR or a battle rifle or something, and I'm gonna feel like a badass.
Not even just.
I can't wait.
Like, not even just that. It was one of those where I saw people complaining about the way that you can literally now jump out of whatever vehicle and it keeps in motion and whatnot. There was, like, I saw comment after comment of just going like, that's bullcrap. That's never happened before. And I'm like, I want that. Because you're telling me that, you know, that Master Chief wouldn't see, like, an entire group of enemies and realize, like, if I stay in this vehicle, I'm going to die. But if I kind of, like, do that little side power slide and then jump out, that I can take them out and then kind of pick off one by one a few, like, if anyone else happens to be there. Mm-hmm. It's, like, that strategy. That absolutely would be there. So, I freaking love it.
My favorite weapon is the gravity hammer, and I just want to grapple and then rain gravity hammer from above.
I don't remember seeing a gravity hammer during the gameplay.
Aww.
No, but that new, like, almost Scar H-looking weapon, that looks cool.
Was it? I know it starts with a V. God, I can't remember what it was, but Yeah, like as soon as he picked it up and started going with it, I started losing my mind. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch it live?
No, I didn't. I had to watch it. I think I watched it like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I ended up watching it live. Because that's what I do, and I'm a nerd. And I'm
it's the same trailer. I mean,
it is the same trailer. I mean, it's not abundantly clear now, but when the Halo videos start coming out, I think it's going to be clear that I'm the resident Halo fan of the team.
Well, you are. That being said, though, this also raises up a slightly different point. Still kind of tangentially there, though. Are you going to get it for the new Series Xbox, or are you going to get it for PC?
PC.
There we go.
Not just because Xbox Series X. Not just because like I want to play on my PC, but it's also like the Series X. It's I don't know if they've announced a price point on it, but I already know it's gonna be expensive as hell, and that's just I can't justify spending that much money every time a new console comes out, and that's just my personal opinion.
I mean, I get that. And here's the way I kind of look on it, because there have been so many people going back and forth between like Xbox Series X or PlayStation 5. If I didn't have my PC, I would get a new Xbox, but I have my PC, which 100%. Does so much better than either one of them. Okay, but with Game Pass Ultimate, I can basically have whatever games that Xbox is going to be coming out with, and then maybe I might just have to buy some other ones. So it's like they're doing such a great utilization of PC that I'm not going to buy the console only because I've got a great PC, and I want to say that they're playing the long game. Because as far as the PlayStation, I do actually want a PlayStation 5. There's so many exclusives coming out that I'm like, I actually want a PlayStation. And that's the only reason why I'll get it is because of the exclusives. But overall,
I know, I was just gonna say PlayStation has that new Pixel thing, right? I really want to see that.
Oh, forget that. I don't care. I don't care about that.
Awesome. The only exclusive that I really cared about for PlayStation was Uncharted, and I didn't see anything when they did their announcement. So, and unless that is announced, a new Uncharted game, I'm out.
See, I'll still go with it because they're still going to allow play from PlayStation 4, and I didn't get to play God of War. I didn't get to play Spider-Man. I didn't get to play Uncharted. I didn't get to play all these games. I'm like, I want to. You know, so I'll go and I'll get.
Well, is go it?
Ahead. Oh, sorry. No, go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, is it backwards compatible? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I will get the new PlayStation 5. Specifically for those exclusives, but everything else I am buying I'm getting off of the Microsoft store, and I'm just gonna go that way. Like, I'm just gonna give Microsoft directly my money. If it comes out as any kind of console type game, I'm just going straight to them, and I'll be like, here's my money.
Yeah. That's the only wording I was concerned about, because they were talking about you can get it on Game Pass, Windows Store, or Steam. And I was a little concerned there, because most of the times when they specify Game Pass, they either say Game Pass for PC or Game Pass for console, but they kind of left that broad. So I'm hoping that means both, but I also feel like that could have been a way to, like, money grab and have people just buy things through the Windows Store, which I mean, I think it should be included. I'm not sure, but until it actually comes out, I'm just a little hesitant about that.
I get that, and that is something I'm trying to stay wary of, you know, but it's so much in this, like, you want to be supportive because, like, I've been on Xbox since high school. I've only had one PlayStation ever in my life, and I only had it for like a year. It was a PlayStation 2. All right. I am so engrossed in the Xbox ecosphere that, like, for a new Xbox to come out and me kind of be like, no, I don't need it, feels weird to me. But I know why I feel that way, you know? But again, Halo.
I had a PlayStation 3 for about 6 months. Sorry, go ahead, Halo.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm going to be playing this new Halo. I know I'm going to do the demonic thing and pre-order it, but, oh, I love it so much.
Yeah. Halo, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. You know, before with, like, Halo 4 and Halo 5, when those trailers came out, I was like, okay, yeah, this is cool, I guess. I mean, it's another Halo. There's some new mechanics. But for this one, I'm like, okay, y'all are bringing it back. This is going to be dope.
I definitely feel that way because, like, now, again, fresh off of playing Halo 4, Halo 4 has a really weird feel to it where it didn't really feel like you were playing Halo. They threw so many new things into it. It's just like, why? I don't really like this. I hate the last boss. I hate it because I hate QuickTime events as a way to kill the final boss. It should be difficult. It should be like, no, this is going to take effort. And for it to just be like, no, you hit one button, and then he's done. It felt like cheating. Anyway, ask me how I feel about it. I might let you know. like that. And then I'm just starting up Halo 5 because I'm like, I wanna understand again why I was lukewarm about this game. I didn't remember hating it. I just remember being like, yeah, I mean, I played it, and it was all right. So, ugh.
Yeah, again, I feel like, so Halo 5, again, did have a campaign and a story, but it was really, a lot of it came down to multiplayer, and I feel like that's where a lot of games have had, like, gone towards now, is just online multiplayer. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think some companies are slowly realizing, no, we like story-based, like, I would much rather sit down and play like a story-based campaign with either alone or with friends than hop onto an online match, because that's fun every once in a while and it has a good challenge to it, but the story is where I'm invested.
100%.
I would agree.
100%.
I'm not an online competitive guy.
No.
Never have been, never will.
Here's the question I put before you, though. Do you go the Halo 5 route and make it where you can't do split screen? Or do you offer it up and go like, no, Halo, outside of like Halo, outside of the first Halo and whatnot, you've been able to do split screen. Do you offer that and go like, guys, we're going to give it back to you? Because that's another big thing. So 100%. Many, like, Halo is what everyone remembers getting friends together and playing. Like, two of you to four of you, you would sit there and you would split screen. To not have that, for me, pisses me off. And it's like, why? There's no reason. And if someone says, like, oh, well, I mean, it got phased out. Look at games like Borderlands. All right, Borderlands, you can still do split screen, and it's an amazing time. So if anyone sits there and tries to go, like, no, games just don't do that anymore. I'm sorry. Borderlands as being one of the most famous games in the last decade, yeah, they still do it, and it's still amazing.
So, wait, is Infinity not going to have split screen, or was it because Halo 5
didn't? Halo 5 didn't, so I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah. But I think it should come back. 100% agree, because my first LAN party was Halo.
Yeah.
And, you know, you stay up, you order like 3 or 4 pizzas with the boys, or girls, or, you know, non-binary at that point.
You could have just said everybody. And you, you could just said everybody.
That's true. Yeah, I know. All inclusive.
If you identify to be.
Yeah, we had this conversation earlier. Yeah. If you identify to be one of the boys, you're one of the boys. And that goes to anybody out there. If you want to be my boy, you're my boy. Well, that's just how it is.
Well, both y'all my boys.
With two Z's. Yeah.
Both y'all my boys.
Yeah.
Oh. You are all
Mason's
my boys.
A good boy.
Yay. I'm a Halo split screen playing boy.
Heck yeah. Well, look, I'm telling you guys right now, if you want more of the Halo insanity, the videos will be coming out soon. I don't know when Brandon has them in the schedule rotation, but oh my god. Like, even with what we started recording today, oh, I cannot wait for these games to come out. I cannot wait for these videos to come out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep. Let's just say one of the missions also struck a fire in our hearts.
In our hearts today. And in our loins.
Stefan and I. And in our loins, you'll see that. There were some wet spots, you know, and all. It was just, you know, you could say it was the danger zone.
Danger zone.
Oh, so great. So great.
Call Kenny Loggins because we were in the danger zone.
Yep.
Okay, so you know Kenny Loggins, like, the actual name of the artist, but you don't know Space Jam. What the fuck, Mason? What the actual fuck?
Change his own.
God damn it.
Highway to the
I freaking love
Danger Zone
so much. Oh. But unfortunately, we are at that time. So, as we get ready to go in...
Can I say one thing?
Yes, go ahead, go ahead.
Samurai Jack! So excited! Okay, that's it.
I forgot the one thing that Mason wanted to talk about.
Samurai Jack! Gotta get back. Back to the past, Samurai Jack. I'm so excited. I already pre-ordered it.
Well... Knowing that things are coming back, yes, Samurai Jack coming back. Oh, so cute.
It's got an official ending that is actually canon. So there's a canon to the fifth season, or there's an ending to the fifth season, and then there's an exclusive ending to the video game that is actually canon to the Samurai Jack universe.
Nice.
And they brought back all the actors on all platforms. Get it. Don't make me tell you again. I will hunt you down. If you don't get it, get it. I'm so excited.
Mason coming out with the threats. I like it.
Long ago in a distant land, Ayaku, shapeshifting master of darkness, unleashed an unspeakable evil.
I don't know what you just said, but all right. Oh,
the opening to Samurai Jack.
There we go. Well, like I said, y'all, definitely go and check out the videos as they've been coming out. We've been doing pretty good with doing 2 videos a week now, so, you know, keep that train going, you know, and definitely go and check them out. If you have games that you want us to play, feel free to go and let us know. Don't forget, we still have the Crack Brain store. I know we haven't added anything to it, but that's only because we're trying to stay conscious of the COVID times. Once the COVID times pass, we'll start adding more back to the store.
Like Samurai Jack. Mm. We'll be back. Like Samurai Jack.
I don't think we can get the patent on that. I don't think that's a thing
Not
we can
at
do.
All. Not at all. In the slightest. So yeah. So definitely go and check that out. We will keep on trying to go and get you guys more podcast episodes as we go. And yeah, I think that's about. Did I remember everything? Did I remember everything?
Wah wah, what y'all?
Yes, yes, you remembered everything. I don't know what the fuck Mason's on. He's gonna have his boy card removed.
No, not my boy card.
No longer the boy!
I just have a big... I just have a huge crush on Samurai Jack and Aku and the Scotsman.
How dare you?
And Ashy. I love that word.
How dare you? So,
sorry.
No worries. So,
my boy card.
So until next time, y'all, we will talk to y'all later.
Yay.
Danger zone.
Yay.